look, this is a district that is a competitive district, and competitive districts attract a lot of attention, particularly with the difference in Congress nationally so slight.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, I speak with Lee Meringoff, director of the Marist College Institute for Public Opinion, about the race for New York's current 19th congressional district. We're just a year out from the 2022 midterms, and several races are starting to take shape. With the next round of redistricting fast approaching, Democrats and Republicans will be battling hard for control of Congress. In the 19th district, second-term Democrat Antonio Delgado just got a high-profile challenger, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, the 2018 GOP nominee for governor of New York.
Well, I think this is probably could be his worst nightmare. I mean, certainly this is a candidate in Molinaro who has extensive campaign experience, clearly is a popular county executive in Dutchess County. Would have the potential for significant fundraising dollars. And I think more than anything, look, this is a district that is a competitive district, and competitive districts attract a lot of attention, particularly with the difference in Congress nationally so slight that the hopes of the Republicans regaining control of the Congress could conceivably go through the 19th district in New York.
What kind of reputation does Delgado have as a member of Congress in the 19th?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, certainly you have to look at the terms, you know, the extent of incumbency when you're talking about an incumbent seeking reelection. And this is someone who has, you know, run successfully in 2018 where he took the seat. That was a good Democratic year. In 2020, the candidate he ran against was much lesser known, and he was Delgado was reelected. But right now, the big question is, you know, what kind of year is it going to be in 2022? Is this going to be a Democratic year, a Republican year? This is a district that has voted for Barack Obama. It's a district that's voted for Donald Trump, and a district that more recently narrowly voted for Joe Biden. So it's a district that can go either way, a swing district, as it's called. And therefore, Delgado is going to have to run a strong campaign and establish what are still early credentials for a congressperson. This is not a five-term incumbent. This is someone who, you know, has run well in Democratic years and needs to do so if this, in fact, becomes a Republican congressional year. The midterm elections typically go against the party of the incumbent, in this case, Joe Biden and the Democrats. So in a sense, Delgado has to run against the currents and rely on his incumbency and his appeal to overcome what might be a strong challenge. It's likely to be a strong challenge by Mark Molinaro.
And so you would say that Molinaro's entrance into this particular race might be a sign that Republicans are bullish about picking it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly, you know, that's not a national decision, but it's a decision Molinaro made. And what's nice about being county executive is you don't have to run for one or the other. So in a sense, he can keep his keep working as county executive while he's running for Congress. So he's not exactly going to lose his job by that. And Dutchess is a significant part of the district. It's a big district covering geography all the way from northern Westchester County all the way up to parts of Rensselaer. And bordering on Connecticut and Massachusetts to the east and a little bit of Pennsylvania out on the southwestern part of the district. So it covers a large swath in the Hudson Valley.
complicating how we're looking at that map that you've just mentioned is that the map's going to be changing. And although we have this nonpartisan commission that's drawing the lines in New York State right now, ultimately the Democratic-led state legislature will have the final say. So do you think that there's a chance Delgado might be running in a more favorable Democratic district than the current 19th by the time we get to 2022?
I would think if there's a chance that the Democrats could bolster his chances, he would be one of the incumbents that they would look at and say, this is going to be a competitive race. And there might be a need to find a little bit more that is a part of what he needs to have to be successful. So you may see, making it a more urban district. Right now, it's about a third urban. To see if you can pick up on that is likely to be where you're going to put Democratic voters. So there is that possibility, and that's something, obviously, the folks in Albany are going to be looking at very closely when they're drawing the district lines.
Now, you mentioned the headwinds that sometimes face the incumbent party in the first midterm after the president has been elected. From what you can see about Joe Biden, his popularity right now, is that looking to be the case again in 2022?
Well, right now, I think the jury's out on that still. Biden obviously started out with what is the best you could characterize as a short honeymoon, which is not that bad in national politics these days when things are so polarized. But clearly, in the last couple months, he's run into some of the problems that often plague an incumbent president in the first year. Obviously, with Afghanistan, that was a problem. He's got to get some of his major legislative agenda passed a Congress where Democrats control just the slimmest of margins. I think at this point it's still hard to say whether he can tag the Republican Party as still being the party of Donald Trump and what that might mean in this district in the Hudson Valley versus obviously some weakness he's demonstrated in terms of international scene, but also in terms of the ability to get a lot of his agenda through. He's won some things, but right now he's being faced with a huge test, both with the infrastructure legislation and clearly the budget bills that are being considered in Washington right now. I think we'll know a lot more in the next couple of weeks about just how successful Joe Biden is. But I'll add one other point on this. What we learned during Donald Trump is that every day it was a new story that was going to affect his political future. And right now, I think there's probably a little too, hyper a reaction to each political event and what this might do to Joe Biden and the Democrats and the Republicans in 2022. I think we're going to know a lot more later than we normally do. Right now, this is an important time for him to establish himself. But ultimately, this time next year, we're going to be talking about whatever the current issues are that are dominating. And it could be anything on the horizon that we don't even know about right now, because things become dramatic, sudden issues that can really shape a midterm election. So I think that's, as I say, the jury's still out on that one.
Lastly, then, along those lines, does the presence of Donald Trump, who wants to stay active in politics, who's talking about running in 2024, him just being out there and in the news cycle, does that hurt someone who's seen as kind of a moderate Republican like Mark Molinaro, or does it help him maybe get Republican voters out who might not otherwise be energized?
Well, it's a double-edged sword, because if you're Mark Molinaro, obviously you want to maximize Republican turnout. But in a place like the Hudson Valley, where Joe Biden narrowly carried it against Donald Trump last time, that may not be the best news. Would you want Donald Trump to come into the district to campaign for you? I'm not so sure. That might be a very tough calculation, and one that I think Molinaro may want to run as his own person. That's what he's been able to sort of, create as county executive. that works perhaps as a county executive, as a congressional candidate, you're going to have to sort of cast your fate more clearly with the national directions within your party. What that means right now is you're probably going to have to, provide a little bit more in the way of, Donald Trump and your feelings towards him. There's no doubt that the Democrats are probably going to be running against the national Republicans. In this case, that's a good protection against any weaknesses that Joe Biden might have in 2022, if you can sort of make this a referendum on the direction of the nation, fairness of elections, all that's been going on that to the Democrats' advantage in Washington, and recognize that, look, this is not the strongest area for Donald Trump, and therefore Delgado needs to run, in a way that maximizes those advantages. And Molinaro, has to be very careful about the Donald Trump factor in this district.
Professor Lee Merengoff is director of the Marist College Institute for Public Opinion. Thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate it.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.